From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Syria has responded to what it calls new Israeli aggression following an Israeli raid in the center of the country. Robert Berger reports for VOA in Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes launched several waves of airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone infiltrated Israeli territory on the disputed Golan Heights and was shot down. The Israeli army said a large-scale attack destroyed at least a dozen Syrian and Iranian targets in Syria. An Israeli F-16 fighter jet was also shot down and crashed inside Israel. The two pilots were injured and rushed to a hospital. The Israeli military described the drone infiltration as a severe violation of Israeli sovereignty and warned that Iran and Syria are playing with fire.
That's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, and the two agreed coordination between their militaries will continue. A diplomatic breakthrough Saturday for the Koreas. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has been invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. President Kim expressed his willingness to improve inter-Korea relations. The message was delivered by his sister, Kim Yo-jong. The invitation sets up the possibility for the first summit in 10 years between the leaders of North and South Korea. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence left South Korea Saturday, saying the U.S. and its allies are more committed than ever to dismantle North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. From Washington, this is VOA News. Egypt's armed forces continued what it describes as intensive airstrikes against terrorist targets and gatherings in Sinai. The military campaign is part of what the Egyptian government calls Comprehensive Operation Sinai 2018. The mission, announced Friday, is intended to target terrorist and criminal elements and organizations across Egypt. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president last week authorized the public release of the Republican memo. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is responding to news that a second staff member, speechwriter David Sorensen, has resigned over domestic abuse allegations against him by his former wife. It came days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down amid accusations he had abused ex-wives. Trump tweeted Saturday that Porter should be given the benefit of the doubt. He did not mention the former wives or their claims that Porter physically and psychologically abused them. A norovirus that left officials at the Pyeongchang Olympics scrambling to contain it means athletes might have more to worry about than just going for the gold. VOA's Carol Pearson has more on this stomach bug.
South Korean Olympic organizers called in the police to take over from quarantined workers after some tested positive for the norovirus, a stomach bug that causes nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Dr. Cynthia Sears, an infectious disease expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, spoke to VOA by Skype.
Norovirus is a virus that's exceptionally contagious. It can be spread by simply touching surfaces.
The norovirus can survive for days or even weeks. Symptoms normally last for a few days. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
As the second day of the Winter Olympic Games in Pyeongchang get underway, high winds have caused Olympic officials to postpone the Sunday's men's alpine skiing downhill. The event has been rescheduled for Monday. And on Saturday, a combined Korean women's hockey team took to the ice for the first time in Olympic history. The team squared off against Switzerland in a preliminary match before a sellout crowd at the Olympic Games. The Swiss shut out the Koreans 8-0. For more on the Olympics and all of these news stories, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.